Track 21.
Better Than You by Trudy Ludwig, Part 2. When I didn't go say hi to Uncle Kevin, he came upstairs. Why are you sitting here alone, Tyler? He asked. I didn't say anything and just kept throwing basketball up in the air. You know, Tyler, I think you need to play the guitar right now. I'm sure it will help, he told me. We went out to the garden and I started playing the guitar. Uncle Kevin was right. It helped me feel better. But it still didn't solve my problem with Jake. After a while, Uncle Kevin asked, "How was your day at school?" "It wasn't easy," I answered. "My friend Jake is so annoying. I know he's better than me at many things. I feel like a loser when I'm around him." "Is Jake like this around your other friends too?" he asked. I thought about it for a minute. Once Carlos told Oscar that he didn't like Jake at all because he always annoyed him. "He thinks he's better than us," said Carlos to Oscar. "Yes, he's really annoying," agreed Oscar. "So it wasn't only me that Jake treated this way. The other kids found him annoying too." I shared this with Uncle Kevin, and he told me that people like Jake are like the puffer fish. They puff off their bodies to make themselves bigger than they actually are. When a kid acts like a puffer fish, he takes up so much space that he can also push away friends. Uncle Kevin suddenly stood up and shouted, "Make way for puffer fish man!" He started running after me. After Uncle Kevin left, I rode my bike to the schoolyard. When I got there, Jake and Nico, this new kid on my street, were throwing a frisbee. "Hey, can I play too?" I asked. "Sure," they both said. I threw the frisbee. "Nice," said Nico. "Thanks," I answered. And then Jake did what he does best. He puffed up. "That's nothing," he said. "Look what I can do." When it was Nico's turn, he did an amazing throw. "Wow, that was amazing," I told Nico. "Thanks, I can teach you how to do it."
"Really?"
"Sure, and you can teach me how you did your throw." Then Nico looked at Jake and said, "I can show you too." "Well, I know all the cool throws I need to know," said Jake and walked away. I ran up to him and said, "Don't go, Jake, don't go. Nico plays frisbee better than we do, and it is okay. Let's just play and enjoy it." "No, I'm not playing anymore. Are you coming?" I looked at Jake and then at Nico. "No, thanks. I'm going to stay here with Nico." Jake said something slowly and went home. Nico and I taught each other different throws. I learned that Nico had a guitar but didn't know how to play it. "I'll teach you how to play it," I said to Nico. You know what? I have a feeling that Nico and I are going to be really good friends.